There have been many suicide bombs in Pakistan in the last year and a half, but few more devastating than this. Hours after the blast, the Marriott Hotel continued to burn with such ferocity that it was in danger of collapse. Tired, dazed-looking rescue workers were still searching for trapped people and coming out with charred corpses.
Dead body.
The Marriott is one of only two five-star hotels in Pakistan's capital. It's a favourite with Western journalists, diplomats and wealthy Pakistanis. It's usually well guarded. The explosion happened just after iftar, the evening meal when Muslims end the day of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Hotel owner Sadruddin Hashwani says a truck laden with explosives pulled up at the security barrier at the front of the hotel.
The security people stopped the van and they started searching. And because we have a barrier, you know, it was a dumper truck. So must have come with a purpose. The gate didn't open. And then man blew up there only, outside the gate.
I mean, you've seen the crater here, outside the gate.
That's Ayaz Amir, an opposition politician and writer. He's standing close by the crater made by the blast. The crater's at least 20 feet deep, perhaps more.
I mean, this really looks not like a ground explosion, but something from the air, as if some, you know, a bomb had fallen from the air, and that's what the crater looks like.
A few yards away, Mohammed Saeed is standing on a carpet of broken glass, branches and leaves blown off the trees around the hotel. He's watching the fire. Saeed was a chef in one of the Marriott's restaurants. He says he was inside when the attack began.
So first was one small explosion. Then I went outside. I saw there's... And after that, my restaurant manager said, you go inside, maybe there is blast. And when I came a little bit inside the restaurant, then a huge blast.
His white chef's uniform is splattered with blood. The blood came from an injured friend, he says. His anger's already beginning to overtake the shock.
This is not Muslim. I don't think this is human beings. They are animal. They do like this. So many people lost life and our jobs and our hotel business, everything is gone.
I need a stretcher. Oh, that's what happened.
Tonight, Islamabad's hospitals are at full stretch, tending to the many, many injured. The blast happened a few hours after Asif Ali Zardari made his first address to Parliament since being sworn in as Pakistan's president. His first days in office have been dominated by a furore over US military strikes inside Pakistan's tribal belt, a haven for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. For months now, the Pakistani army's been trying to drive militants out of parts of the northwest using artillery and combat aircraft. Ayaz Amir's in no doubt today's attack was linked to the conflict with the militants and the worsening war in Afghanistan.
Well, it's part of what's going on the western border. It's Afghanistan, the flames of war from there, and this is connected with that somehow. It doesn't really take rocket science to figure this out.
Nawaz Gomar, a young Pakistani watching this terrible scene, has figured something else out.
The situation is very, you know, dangerous now. So no one can say what's going to happen next.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.